Blog Talk Radio.
Mercy.
Unresting, unhasting. Brothers and sisters in Advent, Health Reform Thursday, welcome. Let us offer a word of prayer. This is Sister Powell, who will be your host tonight. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for sparing our lives that we can come before your throne this moment to give you praises. We thank you for our brothers and our sisters who join us on this line. We ask you to pour your Holy Spirit upon each heart. And allow us that we can share and give you all the praises and the footsteps of those who will be joining us, Lord. But you said we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning your will. You are in the midst, so we want to thank you that you are in the midst. And we want to thank you for your power that you have given unto us, Lord. And also, Lord, as we come and join at your welcome table this evening. We ask you for a double portion of the Holy Spirit. We ask you to bless each one again, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, welcome again to our Health Thursday Reform. And we know that God is good to us so far. He has kept us. And we can say, you know what? He allows us to be healthy. And that is one good thing that we can give him the praise for. Many, many more. And I know my sisters and brothers here will be able to share. And as you know, it's our Health Thursday night, and we always go into our scripture passage. So I don't know if anyone would like to read. I will open the line that we read. Our favorite text, Genesis 1, 29 to 30, and also 3 John. Brother, that is our text. You know, I know we are not tired of it, but the Lord said you have to, you know, search the scripture for yourself and also study his word and just believe in what he had said. And we have other scripture, and even Revelation 22, you know, that what God promised us in his promises too. So I'm going to open this line for 2-7, if you want to read the scripture for me. I would like everyone to participate. 2-7, 2-7-7-0. Can you read the scripture? Can you read Genesis 1:29-30?
Amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Powell. This is Tymeco Preston from Pennsylvania, and I have Elizabeth on the line with me. God bless you, and thank you for sharing time with me.
Amen.
Bringing us to the line. Amen. So I'm reading Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And it says, and God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed to you, it shall be for food. Amen. And verse 30 says, also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Right. Thank you, my dear, for reading that scripture.
You're welcome.
So we saw that God gave us every herb, right, for meat, mm-hmm. and also he gave us the leaf of the tree for healing. And when he gave us, he said it was so, and everything was good. So we have to thank God for what he has done for us, and let us really trust him and believe that he gave us all these wonderful, wonderful remedies, you know, with plant based, you know, that we can use now and help boost our immune system. So we just want to thank God for that. And also John, I will just read John, the 3rd John. It said here, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in it, even as thou soul prosper. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. So our Father, you know, is very joyful when he heard that we all, his children, walk in the truth. What a blessed, loving Father who cares for his children, that he wants us to remember his word. And we know the truth is his word. And I'm going to just open now for my brothers and sisters that you can share. Now we start a little late because we found out that most people joining actually near 7:30. And brother and sister, we just have to ask the Lord to help that we can go back to the time. So we are going to open the line now for brothers and sisters to share and serve them. then there's some of the remedy that you guys, natural remedy that you use this week, and also share with your brothers and sisters, especially as we are coming down in the cold season, the cold weather. And you know what? We find ourselves with, some of us find ourselves with a stuffy nose. Some of us found ourselves with our throat is a little, tangled up. And you know what? You guys have been using the natural remedy, you know, and it bring ease to you. We are not saying to anyone that is a healing, but we have used them and we find benefit in them. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters now here who understand. Now don't be not shy, right? Don't be shy, brothers and sisters. You know, we are here as brothers and sisters to share, because I just don't want to step away alone to be sharing. So the line is now open with a song, a scripture passage, a praise report, my favorite Bible text. You know, this is the opportunity now, brothers and sisters, to share blessing, all the blessings, right? Okay. So I have 272-770. Your line is open.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening my line. This is Pineco again from Pennsylvania. God bless you all, my dear brothers and sisters, on this Health Thursday. I'm so grateful to the Lord for everything he does for me. I just want to give him all the praise and honor and glory because he is worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord, for a precious Health Thursday today, sharing with my dear brothers and sisters on the line. And I would like to sing a song, if I may. He lives. In the hymnals of Psalm 251. Thank you. Amen. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know him. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, he is loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening my line. And I just wanted to share briefly a little health message about water. I may.
Amen.
Now, amen. Praise God. Amen. In the beginning, water was everywhere. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it was parted and became four riverheads. Genesis chapter 2, verse 10. Did God plan ahead? The Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Genesis chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. The Bible records that even before plants, animals, or mankind ever experienced thirst, God had already supplied their need by creating plenty of water. Could it be possible that God's prescription for thirst is still valid today? Let's re-examine the vital, living, life-giving properties of water, which we often take for granted. Amazing philosophy. How much water do our bodies contain? Water is found everywhere in our body, from the aorta and the largest blood vessel in our body to the zygoma, a bone in the skull. Our bodies consist of more than 60% of water by weight, plus certain tissues in our organs have even higher concentrations of water. The brain is about 70% water, and the lungs contain even more, up to 90%. We not only use water to clean the outside of our body, but the inside as well. Even on the microscopic level, water is a cleansing agent and referred to as the universal sovereign. Many compounds can be dissolved in water and thus put into solution. Blood, for example, is approximately 83% water. The remaining percent consists of blood cells, nutrients, and hormones, etc. Without adequate water, our blood will become concentrated. To give you a picture of what would happen, imagine washing your dishes with concentrated orange juice mix. You'd have a very situation. So it's so very important for us to drink water. And also I wanted to share another scripture with you. It says, speaking of water, Jesus said, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give to him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. John chapter 4, verse 13. And this offer was for everyone, including you. Let him who thirsts come. Let him who take the water of life freely. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. Thank you so much. And God bless you all. And please drink a lot of water. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear sister D'Amico, for that song. And we serve a risen Savior, and we know he's in the Word today. And also for your scripture that you gave us in Genesis. And also the importance, you know, of water, how our body is made up of water. And it is good, wonderful message for us to drink enough water, you know, because water had made up our body. And without drinking this water, you know, we can get dehydrated and all different sickness come down upon us. So thank God for your this really encouraging tip, Lord, that you have brought to our brothers and sisters tonight. Thank you for sharing. All right. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, please press 1 that I can open your line. 857-505, your line is open. Can you tell your name?
Hello, Sister Power. Hello, beloved. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts, Sister Power. I'd like to thank God, Sister Power, because God is good. He's worthy. He is truly worthy to be praised, Sister Power. God is awesome. He's good. Sister Power, I'd like to thank God for his love, for his mercy, because he is good, brothers and sisters. God is awesome. him. He is worthy to be praised. I have a prayer request, Sister Power, at the moment. My prayer request, Sister Power, is to pray for my mom. Lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Power. Pray for my mother a lot, because my mother needs a lot of prayer. Sister Power, pray for, lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Power. Pray for me. Lift me up in prayer, Sister Power. Pray for our dear brother Jahari. Lift up brother Jahari in prayer because he needs a lot of prayer, Sister Power, because he needs a lot of prayer, brother Jahari. Pray for brother Jahari, Sister Power, that he will receive the Bible and step to Christ. And Sister Power, pray for brother Jamal. Pray for brother Jamal. Pray for brother Isma. Lift up brother Isma in prayer, Sister Power. Pray for Sister Shamika, Sister Power. Don't forget to pray Shamika. Do not forget Shamika's name on the prayer line, Sister Power. Her name is Shamika, S-H-E-M-I-C-A, Shamika. And Sister Power, don't forget to pray for Antonio. Lift up Antonio in prayer, Sister Power. Pray for Sister Maria. Lift up Maria in prayer, Sister Power. Maria starting in M. M-A-R-I-A. Lift up Sister Maria in prayer. And Sister Power, I'm praying for Sister Katie Ann, Sister Tamiko's daughter-in-law. I'm praying for Sister Katie Ann that the Lord will make her be a strong woman. That the Lord will deliver her at the moment, Sister Power. That Sister Katie Ann will pull herself together, and she will get ready to go to Bay Cove Human Services and pray for Sister Power. Pray for Brother Taiwan that he will find a new job. And Sister Power, but let me pray at the moment, Sister Power. Yes, Lord, what a friend we have in Jesus. Yes, Lord, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a privilege to carry to God himself. God, Heavenly Father, God, we magnify your name, Lord, at this moment, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Power, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, that Sister Power is hosting the prayer line, Lord. We ask you, God, to watch over her, Lord. We ask you, God, to cover Sister Power, God, with your righteousness, Lord. God, we ask you, God, to get Sister Power the victory. We ask you, God, to strengthen Sister Power, Lord. God, we ask you, God, to give Sister Power deliverance, Lord, while she's hosting the prayer line, Lord. We ask you, God, to watch over Sister Power, Lord. Get Sister Power deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, to watch over Sister Power, Lord. We ask you, God, to get Sister Power the strength. We ask you, God, to give Sister Power deliverance, Lord. We ask you, God, to break every chain, God, for Sister Power, Lord. God, we ask you, God, allow Sister Power to have faith in you, Lord, because, God, you are good for Sister Power, God. You are faithful, Lord. God, you are awesome, God. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. God, we cannot stop mentioning your name, Lord. We cannot stop mentioning your name, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to give Sister Power the victory, Lord. Give Sister Power the victory. In the name of Jesus, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Tamiko, Lord. Bless Sister Tamiko, Lord, in a special way, Lord. We ask to God to watch over Sister Tamiko. We ask to God to touch her back, Lord. We ask to God to touch her knees, Lord. We ask to God to touch her foot, God. God, we ask to God to touch her, Lord. God, allow Sister Tamiko to feel your touch tonight, Lord. We ask to God to come deliver Sister Tamiko tonight, Lord. God, we want to deliver Sister Tamiko. Daughter-in-law, Lord. Lord, we ask God, we want to lift up Sister Katie Ann to you, Lord. God, we ask God, allow Sister Katie Ann, God, to pull herself together, Lord. Allow Sister Katie Ann to go to Bay Cove, Lord. Human Services, Lord. Allow her to go to Boston, Lord. God, allow Katie Ann to not worry about anything, Lord. Allow her to have faith in you, Lord. Allow her to be strong, Lord. Allow her to be a strong woman, Lord. God, we ask to God who have faith in you, Lord. God, allow her to read your holy Bible, God. God, we ask God to stir Sister Cadian, Lord. God, touch Sister Cadian's heart right now, Lord. God, allow Sister Cadian to feel your touch at this moment, God. While it's in New York, Lord. God wants to live for Sister Cadian's husband, Lord. We ask God to touch him right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We ask God to touch him, Lord. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Touch
Amen.
Him, God. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. God, bless
Amen.
The power, God. Bless
Amen.
Everyone, God. Watch over
Amen.
Everyone, God. Watch over Sister Definelli. Watch over everyone. Watch over Sister Carla. Watch over Sister Miola, Lord. God, bless us, God. Bless us the power, God. God, watch over Sister Power. Watch over everyone, Lord. Watch over Sister Carla. Watch over this Sister Definelli. Watch over Sister Brenda, Lord. God, we ask God to strengthen Sister Brenda. Bless Sister Brenda and Brother John, Lord. We ask God to strengthen them, Lord. Allow them to testimony, Lord. God, you are good for Sister Brenda, Lord. You are good for Brother John, God. God, you are good for Sister Powell, Lord. God, you are good for Sister Tamiko. God, you are good for Sister Tamiko's son, Lord. God, you are good for Sister Tamiko's daughter-in-law, Lord. God, we ask God to touch her right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the
touch
name
her, Lord.
Of
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God, in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for that powerful prayer that you pray for each and every one of us on this land. You're so, you know, God is so good. I know, and we felt the presence of the Holy Spirit, Brother Eli. Thank you for praying for us. Okay. Thank you, Brother Eli, for praying for us. God is so good. He is great. 985-232, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good afternoon, my sisters and brothers. This is Sister
Amen.
Brenda calling from Hummer, Louisiana. Just want to thank God for watching over and waking us up. Thank him for his mercy. I want to read a devotion prayer. Dear God, I ask that you reveal to me any areas of my life that I need to do better in. Lord, I ask that you help me improve in these areas, because it's only through you that I can achieve such. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Oh, we just want to thank the Lord for such a good courage word so that we can put them together and apply the his word that we can live by daily. I just thank the Lord because I've been just passing it on and telling people about the goodness of God and the blessings I've just been feeling through the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I've just been receiving it lately, and it's just been wonderful. I just thank God. I mean, it's just been revealing things to me, and it's just been, I mean, marvelous. I never really had the feeling until anointing just started passing through me. So I just thank God for that. And it's been a wonderful feeling. So I just want to ask the prayers to my family, my family with Advent Light and the ministry and all the families and here and abroad. Lift up the sick, the homeless, and all the ones outdoors and all confined to wherever they may be. The Lord knows everything. And we just ask him to strengthen them, put his hands around them, and heal them. And he knows just what to do. And we just want to ask him to bless each and every one of our families. And he's doing a marvelous job in all those we ask for prayer and the church base with. So we thank God for all the acts. So we just want to continue to pray. Let me see if Brother John is awake so he can testify. So thank God. Amen. Hold on a minute.
I'd like to say hello to everyone. This is Brother John from Hummel, Louisiana. And I just want to say thank God that I've pretty much back to normal with the cold I had, like a type of flu or whatever, thank God. And like able to talk stronger and walk faster again, once again, like the sick phase that I went through. And I just want to say that all things like that do come and go, though. Just after when life brings change, it's time to start fighting. So they say when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. So the tough don't just lay there and take it. You know, going gets tough. It's time to start fighting and do what you have to do. And pray to God that he'll make a way for you and you help yourself to do it too. He'll be with you, backing you up as you fight to maintain and get back to your regular self, get back strong again. And I prayed for God for inner strength so I can do things like that, though it wasn't me. I prayed to him to give me inner strength so no matter what life challenges come along, that I can make it through. And God gave me so much wisdom, reading up on his knowledge and things I've learned. And one great thing I realized, I always thought about people who invent things. I was talking about that one day. Keep inventing, like the car and this and that in life. And I always say, well, if I could invent something, if I only could invent something, some days I always say that. And then all of a sudden, it finally happened. I invented a new me. So I was like, wow, I invented a new me. So I can invent something. Uh-huh. Like you say, through God, anything's possible. So I just wanted to share with everyone. God bless. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother John. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on and joining Sister Brenda with your prayer. God is good and that you have no more fear. The word is just coming to you so freely that you can share with others. And that is how the Holy Spirit works in us, Sister Brenda. You know, vast studies, word, believe in him. And you know what? He will give you the word to speak to your brothers and your sister. And also Brother John giving thanks and praise for what the Lord has done for him with his healing and, you know, allowing him to be stronger and stronger every day. I'm so thankful and grateful to God for what he has been doing for us as brothers and sisters. You know, despite we may be down a little for a few days, the Lord is there to strengthen us because he told us that he wish above all things that his children will prosper. And he loved to hear that we settled in the truth. And he told us he can heal all our disease of death. Not us be afraid, Lord, by the terror by night. But let us trust God, my dear Brother John, Sister Brenda, Sister Brother Eli, Sister Tamiko, and Sister Cancinelli, Sister Katie, our Sister Carla, myself, and all the group of the UD and everyone. If we trust God, Sister Leola and Brother Rick, and when we look and we saw what God have been doing for us, you know, we have to give thanks. So brothers and sisters, please to press 1 that you can share, you know, and give your testimony and song, you know. I'm going to open this line. 518-482, your line is open.
Good evening. Thanks, Sister Powell. Thank you,
Amen.
Sister Powell, for opening my line. This is Sister Cancinelli from upstate New York. I am very happy to be here this evening to give you praise to God for saving, bringing us safely on this line so we can come and express our gratitude and encourage one another. I must tell you a lot of thanks for praying for my niece. Yesterday, I came on the line, and Sister Powell invited me there, and then we went, and she prayed for my niece, and I say that She is much, much improved. They have taken off her from the respirator, and she's doing well. They have to see she could breathe now on herself. They said it was not the COVID. It's just, she's just an asthmatic case. So she's still in the hospital, but she's doing well. So I thank God for that. Thank you for your prayers. Please continue praying for her, my dear brothers and sisters. And I want to sing this song before this song for you. I am praying. And then I'll give a little help tip. My voice. I have a Savior, he's pleading in glory. A dear loving Savior, though earth's friend is you. And now he is watching in tenderness o'er me. But oh, that my Savior were your Savior too. For you I am praying, for you I am praying, for you I am praying, I'm praying for you. I have a Savior, to me he has given a hope. For eternity blessed and true, and soon he will call us to meet him in heaven. But oh, that he let me bring you with me too. I have a robe that's resplendent in whiteness, awaiting in glory my wandering view. Oh, when I receive it all shiningness and brightness, dear friend, could I see you receive and want to? For you I am praying, for you I am praying, for you I am praying, I'm praying for you. When Jesus has found you, tell others the story that my loving Savior is your Savior too. Then pray that your Savior will bring them to glory, and prayer will be answered, twice answered for you. For you I am praying, for you I am praying, for you I am praying, I'm praying for you. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to give one little help tip, and that I'm sharing this little health tip on the eucalyptus. You said that the eucalyptus is famous for its aroma. You know, it has an antiseptic, germ killing properties in its leaves. Products use eucalyptus and other ingredients are made up for application on the chest when we have like a bronchitis, bronchial congestion. You know, when we have a cold here, we call it bronchitis. But when you have a bronchial congestion, you prepare this, is put it in a steam inhalation so you could inhale it to alleviate coughs and asthma. And this is one thing that my niece was struggling from, asthma. The oil is an ingredient in some cough drops and syrup. So it's very, very, the eucalyptus plant or tree is very good. Now let us see what the Lord's servant has to say about the eucalyptus. She said, take a foot bath into which has been put the leaves of the eucalyptus tree. There is a great virtue in these leaves. If you will try this, you will find my words to be true. The oil of the eucalyptus is especially beneficial in case of pain in the chest and lungs. I want you to make a trial of this remedy, which is so simple and which costs nothing. She is challenging us to try this remedy. She also mentioned taking a little honey and eucalyptus, using it as a cough drop. They are wonderful properties in the eucalyptus. And this is just what I want you to hear this evening. Sharing this eucalyptus is a very important plant, and that it helps. And this is not my thoughts or anything. This is what White has said. She said the eucalyptus has a lot of properties. And you know, we are in the flu season. We get cold. And if we just go and get some, maybe buy some eucalyptus, they have it selling in the health store in little bottles. And you put a little honey, it will open your lungs. So I want you to try this remedy, this simple remedy. Tonight I would not give you any more remedies for tonight because we are late this evening. Vegetables and fruits and grains. I would read a little more. Vegetables, fruits, and grains should compose our diet. Not an ounce of flesh meat should enter our stomach. I was just listening to a guy from Barbados speaking about the health, that how we shouldn't eat meat because it puts us in a different kind of a tone or a temper, or our behavioral pattern would be different. When we eat meat, we become like the animals, ferocious, and we are always fretful because these things are not for us to put into our body. So we are to return to God's original purpose in creation of man. And what did God give man? The fruits and the vegetables. He says, thousands who are afflicted might recover their health if, instead of depending upon the drugstore for their life, they would discard all drugs and live simple without using tea, coffee, liquor, spice, which irritates the stomach and leaves it weak, unable to digest even simple food without stimulation. And you know, some of the stimulation that we put in our stomach is like pepper and all those different seasoning that we use. The Lord is willing to let his light shine forth in clear, distinct rays to all who are seeking, to all who are weak and feeble. So God give us these things, and we, by his grace, I pray that we all will use the herbs that God give us. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line, and may God bless all of us on this line tonight, that we observe and try to keep these health rules if we want to live a healthy life. God bless you, everyone. Thanks, Sister.
Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Continelli, for that wonderful health tip and that song. Brother, you know, we know that Jesus is praying for us, right? All the time, he's there. And I just want to thank you for that health tip, my dear sister. Just this evening, someone was sharing the same eucalyptus oil, you know, and it was just a simple one. We were looking at him. She got it. We went into the health store, and she bought it. And, you know, she was saying that you just put a little drop in your hand, and if you have a cold or what, you just put it under your foot bottom and just leave it there, you know. But now you come with one that it can help us in our cough, with a little cough, or we can just make a little drop of like a candy looking thing, or just a drop of that, and it will be able to help our cough
So I just thank you, brothers and sisters on this line. I do hope that all these little health tips, I hope we are taking note of them, because this is very, very interesting to us, you know, that we can come on here and listen to God's remedy, simple remedy. You know, I went to the store this evening and I was able to get some elderberry, some dandelion root. And I bought quite a few little things, you know, that, you know, I could just able to use them, natural and simple, you know. And I thank God for all what he has been doing for each one of us. So thank you, my dear sister, for sharing. And sure, I'm going to try that cough syrup, actually cough syrup with the honey and the eucalyptus oil. Thank you for sharing. 423-635, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, hi, good evening, Sister Powell. This is Sister Carla. I'm calling from Tennessee. I'm just thanking the Lord for his mercy, his love, thanking him for his many, many blessings. The Lord is, and he's really worthy to be praised. And, you know, I was reading or listening to a program about our life work as individual, what, you know, we have to ask the Lord, what would he want us to do? What, you know, and we know we all should be medical missionaries. That should be across the board. And, you know, we all have different other life work to work with different group, you know, the elderly, the children, the youth, and, you know, together as a whole. And, but, you know, we sometimes some specialize in some different areas, or community, or just reaching people on the phone, calling, and through going to Sunday churches. I know Elder Richardson was talking about that, and just out as we are out and about and at the workplace, you know, we're called to be disciples, and it's just not a one-day disciple thing. It's a 24/7. It's a lifestyle. So I just thank the Lord for his many blessings, and I just want to share the benefit of watercress. And it's probably been shared before, but just want to encourage my brothers and sisters. And also sprout, they're very, very powerful, very good. And I just went to Wildwood and I got me some sprout, and I also do sprout also. I did the broccoli sprout, and I bought some fenugreek seed to sprout, and I bought the sunflower microgreen. This was already, you know, microgreen that they already did. So I bought some of that. And sprout is very beneficial to us, and it's really good. So watercress, it breaks up the kidney and bladder stone. Also improve nutrition adaptation. It fight infection and virus, and is high in iodine content, remove phlegm, and also improves the skin, and it's good for the heart, and also purifies the blood. And we know, you know, what's going on in the world. The blood is becoming sick for the poison that's being taken. The blood is not well, and watercress helps with that. It also helps those that are deficiency in vitamins, those that have colds or, you know, likely to catch cold. It helps with, building up that resistance, liver disease. It flushes the retention, you know, and it helps with the malt. Ulcer and your metabolism disease, and also what else? It's a good for scalp health. Also keep hair and scalp infection away, prevent hair loss, promote hair growth, smooth and coat the skin. It's at work as an anti-aging ingredient, and it treats skin which has inflammatory condition. So we see right here watercress is very beneficial for the overall body, from your skin to your hair to your health, you know, to your blood. And this is just incorporating in this in our diet is going to be very beneficial. And I just thank the Lord for, you know, what he have created to heal us, to help us, to strengthen us, because we have been going downhill, you know, life, and also in health-wise, people are living, you know, they might be living a little longer, but they're chronic disease on medication, suffering from pain, inflammation, and it ought not be like that. But like Sister Consonelli said, because of the eat meat, and then some people don't want to give up their meat, you know. And a friend is like, oh, all I do eat is fish. And I tell her about the mercury in the fish. And, you know, Sister Consonelli is right. They have this, they're feeble, you know, anxiety attack, depression, feebleness. They agitated and different stuff, and they don't know why. Because, you know, what they're eating, because of stress, because of not trusting and believing in God, you know. He said, what is it, 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So if there's continual fear and we can't get over it, can't, you know, overcome it, it's not of God. It's of the devil, and we're not trusting the Lord to help us to overcome these. So lots of prayers needed for people and our brothers and sisters. So let us keep each other in prayer. I'm on the road, but I just wanted to, I pull over so I can stop, you know, to share about watercress. So God bless. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. I'm going to jump on the road, and I might lose our connection. Thank you.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Paula, for the sharing about watercress and the value that it have actually in everything to our body. So, brothers and sisters, God is so loving to us. He gives us every herb that is useful for us. And thank you for sharing, Sister Carla. You are on the road. So we're going to offer a word of prayer, you know, for you on the road so that God will give you safe traveling, mercies to and from. Okay, thank you for sharing. All right, open this line. 240-982.
Howdy,
do. 982, the line is open.
Howdy do, beloved. It is a blessing to be here. Thank you, Sister Carla. I love watercress. I really love watercress. And it's also good. I just came on at the tail end, so I didn't hear all of the benefits that you gave. But I do know that it is really, really good for weight loss. And I know a lot of people, the holiday season just finished, and some of us indulge a little bit more than we should have, not being temperate. So this is something absolutely that you can utilize as well. So thank you for sharing that. I mean, I'm just so thankful, you know, to God and his blessing. I actually left out of my house this morning. I had several appointments, and my appointment is like two hours away, like an hour and a half. With traffic, it can be like 2 hours away. And I am telling you this morning, I could not find my phone. We were supposed to leave at 7:30. I couldn't find my phone. I didn't know where the phone was. But God was delaying us for a reason, right? And a lot of times when, you know, when we're delayed, we get upset. And I was calm. And I was like, you know, God, please, you know, let me find the phone. Not that, you know, because the ride was supposed to call me, right? So the ride is calling me but couldn't get me. And my phone, when I go to my bed, I usually put the phone on airplane mode. So, you know, there's no really transmission or anything going on. And so you're calling the phone, it's going to go straight to voicemail because, as I said, you know, so I couldn't even hear it ring. And so, you know, lo and behold, she came and she knocked, you know, on the door, and I was able to go out and said, I'm trying to find a phone. And a lot of times now, I don't know if you know, a lot of times now with appointments, when you're going, you know, saying you, before you go in there, you got to use your phone to let them know I'm here and all kind of, you know, stuff, you know, little tracking stuff that they'd be doing. And so I was able to find the phone, and we prayed and, you know, just asked God to allow us to reach there on time. And I'm telling you, beloved, I know it was God. You see how the small things are important to God, as is the big things. I left here, when I left my house, it was a little bit, it was close to 8 o'clock, right? It was close to 8 o'clock, probably about 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, thereabouts. And as I said before, usually this trip, it can be anywhere from like an hour and a half to 2 hours with traffic. And, beloved, I'm telling you, Gabriel was driving that car today. Okay, when we got to Manassas, Virginia, I was in Maryland. When I got there, it was like 8:45. Unbelievable, unbelievable. We got there in less than an hour. And, you know, and she's looking at me, and I'm looking at her, and I was like, is the clock right? We were like, no, there's no way. The clock is right. So we got there in record time, and we were able to go and do some other little things that we needed to do, in that area. And so I just want to thank God. And when we were coming, when we were going, and when we look on the other side, anybody know 66? Anybody know, you know, going? I know Sister Carla is familiar with, you know, Virginia and stuff. It is terrible, okay? Absolutely terrible. And so when we looked on the other side, I mean, I'm telling you, God was just parting the way. I could not believe how clear the pathway was. And when we look on the opposite side, there was no movement of the car. All the cars were at a standstill, right, going on the opposite direction. And usually it's both ways. And so I thank God just for clearing the path so that we were able to get there and get there safely. And so we were able, you know, to see the doctor and do the things, do the things that we needed to do. And we were able to actually get back here safely. And my daughter, she's so funny. She was like, you know, I was home by myself pretty much all day. And I was like, yeah. She was like, I didn't know that I was going to be here alone by myself. Because when I was leaving, as I said, it was early in the morning, he was sleeping. I did tell her, you know, I'm leaving. But I guess she, you know, in the midst of the sleeping, didn't realize that, you know, we had left. And so I thank God for that. I was hunting. I'll just share this as today's Health Thursday. I was hunting for coconut flour. And so I actually had a situation where we went into the Aldi's in Virginia. And, you know, my girlfriend that I was with, I'd asked the manager, one of the managers, somebody that works there, and just asked her, you know, if she was going to open a line because the stores, and this is, I'm telling you, I thank God for my family. I thank God for my children who really go into the grocery store because I can't do it. The people are not, you know, they're not exercising social distancing. The stores even are not really mandating that, right? They don't have the little arrows anymore. Remember when this thing first hit, there were arrows that says, you know, stay this apart or whatever. None of that is going on. So now I can see, as I said, you know, I don't really go into the store as much, but now I can see why the numbers are raising up so much because nobody's really doing any kind of social distancing, quote unquote, according to the directions that they have first, you know, given to us. And so I went into the store and, you know, she was saying, you know, are you going to open the line? Because the line was really getting long and the people were kind of on top of each other. And the lady was just nasty. The manager was just nasty. And she actually, you know, was saying to my friend, you know, you need to leave the store. I could call the police. And, you know, I was just praying. I was looking. I said, you know, when we're in sin, right, we are always quick to attack, right, and attack God's people. And, I was in the line, and I said to, you know, one of the lady that was behind me, one of the customer that was behind me, we were looking because we were startled how discrimination and this racism is alive. It is so alive. I have not seen that in a very long time, right? I think the last time I've seen something so blatant, I was probably about 16 or something like that, and I was in a bus, and the woman didn't want to pass me because of the way how I looked, and it was the strangest thing. And so to see that now in this time in 2022, how we're treating each other because of the way how we look, because of the way how we sound, is just ridiculous. So I'm asking y'all to pray for this this manager. From my understanding, I think we're going to give her initial. I think her initial is Miss J. So we want you to pray for her that she will be pricked and feel the spirit of the Holy, feel the Holy Spirit around her, so that she is able to treat people the way she want to be treated. Treat people kindly, no matter what they look like. Because all the other customers came out to us and was like, you know, what was happening? That was so uncalled for. That was such, you know, discrimination and all that stuff. So we want to pray. And I was thankful that through, even though that was happening, we were still able to show Christ through us. So I thank God, you know, for allowing His Holy Spirit to move. And so my last thing that I wanted to say to you all, I always find Christ's object lesson in everything, right? And I was searching for coconut flour because, you know, we're doing this thing where I am experimenting at home with some of the, you know, some menus and stuff like that. I made homemade ketchup from scratch. It was missing something. I didn't want to add any sugar, you know, so I need to find something to, you know, kind of bind it. It is not 100% there yet, but I'm experimenting, so I know that God will let me know exactly what I need to put in it. So anyway, I was looking for coconut flour, and because I want to make some pancakes for my daughter. She can't do almonds, you know, she's allergic to nuts and stuff. And so, you know, we've been searching, and that's the reason why I actually went into the Aldi, right, just to find some coconut flour. Didn't find it there, but found it, you know, in Walmart. So I went in there, and it got it. I came home, and I was experimenting on it, right, because I want to let her know that, you know, there's things that are plant-based that are tasty and not, you know, not doesn't taste nasty, right? I want to make sure that when she's eating, she can say, you know what, this is palatable, right? Not just like, oh, my goodness, I dread this. This doesn't taste good. So I came home, and as I said, I've never used coconut flour before. I didn't even know that they had coconut flour till recently, okay? And so I wanted to make pancakes, right? And so I started to mix the batter. The first one, you know, didn't come out right, because if you know, I didn't know. I'm learning about coconut flour. It absorbs liquid very, very quickly. And so that one didn't work, all right? And so I was like, okay, what else I need to put in there, right? So I'm putting things in there to bind it up, things that I kind of know. And the second one, it was a little better, but it still wasn't right, right? It still was falling apart. I was like, okay, what can I do, you know, to make this right? And so I went, you know, and I looked again, and I was like, okay, so I added some more stuff to it, and, you know, it was binding a little bit more. The third time, it came out a little better, but it still was not right, amen? And so I was like, okay, what is the, you know, where am I going with this? God, what is it you want? And then I said, you know what, let me look on Google. You know, Google have everything, okay? So I Googled it, and, you know, Google gave me some information. You know, a lot of them, you know, eggs and stuff. I'm not trying to use eggs. So I said, okay, let me use the flaxseed, you know, because, you know, that can gel like eggs or whatever, whatever. And so I did that, and it came out much better. It's not 100% there, but it came out much better where it was holding it. So, you know, I made, you know, because I'm going through the stage. This is Health Thursday, so, you know, we're sharing some healthy things that y'all could use. And so I made one that came out, you know, pretty much right. You know, it's still not there before. And you know how sometimes you have cooks and everything that they do, and when they taste it, they never say, oh, yeah, you know, it's not there yet. Oh, it's not, you know, everybody you hear, they'll say, oh, it is good. That's lie, because not everything that we do, especially at the first time where it tastes good. And I'm telling you, it wasn't, something wasn't right with it, right? And so I was like, okay, let me keep trying. And so I got it to the stage where it, you know, I was able to get it, you know, like a pancake. It wasn't crumbling. I made I used blueberries, apples, cinnamon, and some coconut oil, or you know, the coconut oil and some vanilla powder, that is, and I kind of mixed that up and made a little sauce and put it on it, and I made one. And so I gave it, because that's the one that came out really good. So I gave it to my daughter so that she can, you know, she can have it, because it really was, I was really making it for her. And so she ate it, and she said, you know what, it's coming. It's not fully tasting like a full pancake yet, but it's okay. And so she ate it, right? And then she came back, and she was like, Mommy, you have any more? I was like, no, I only made, you know, only that one batch. She was like, what? You know, and so here's my Christ object lesson through that. I was using this flour, right, this coconut flour that I've never used before. This is my first time in my life that I've used it. And, you know, I was adding some things, and it wasn't coming together. It wasn't just right. But I didn't throw away the batch, right? I tried to figure out what are some of the other things that I can put. So if you look in my kitchen now, I have like 3 or 4 or 5 different batches going on, you know, just to see how I can get it perfect. And so I know everybody's saying on the line, well, where's she going with this? This is just like what Christ is doing towards us, right? We have imperfections. We have, you know, faults. But Christ doesn't throw us out, right? He molds us, right? He shows us our shortcoming, right? He shows us where we have erred, right? And so he pricks our conscience so that we can become more like him, right? And so that was my Christ object lesson. He doesn't throw us out. He wants to save you and me. He wants to save each and everyone. Nothing we can do, right, that God will turn his back on us, right? He will woo us. He will show us the wicked ways within us, right? He will continue to engage us, right, so that we can surrender fully to him. Right? And how beautiful is that? Just like my batch, just like my coconut batter that was, you know, it was very mushy at first. It was hard for me to get it together to gel. But with the grace, God gives us grace, right? With the grace, with me trying to figure out what else can I do to this to make it whole, to make it tasty, to make it palatable. Right, and that's what Christ is doing for us. He wants to make us in his own image. He wants to make us perfect like him. He wants to make his light shine right through us to everyone that we come in contact with, even in the storm, even when you're in the store and you're being berated and discriminated and threatened to call the cops on you. He still is using you. He will never leave or forsake us. Just like, you know, that batch. I didn't throw it out. I continue to add it. I'm going to try to do some other things to make it just right, to make it perfect so that we can consume it and say, oh, yeah, this is very good. Like when Christ ended his thing, what did he say? It is very good. So we're going to continue to work at, you know, to find out how we can get this this recipe together so it's palatable and it's edible. And delicious. And that's what Christ wants from you and me. He wants to work on all those things in us that is not of him so that he will be able to use us to spread this gospel. And so, Sister Powell, I know I took a little bit longer than usual, but I thought that this is fitting for
you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. But can you pray for us? And then I will do the comment. And the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie. We go to everyone.
Sure,
can
no
you
problem,
pray?
No
the
problem.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Overall.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yes, overall, Brother Eli, praying for the team, the group, and also Sister Brenda, praying for family member, Brother John, and pray just Sister Carla traveling mercies to work. So just lift that one for me, please.
All right, sure, no problem. No problem. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your Christ object lesson, where we can see what you go through, Lord, when we are not doing what you have called us to do, Lord. You don't throw us out. You try us through the fire, Lord. You are our potter, as we are your clay. You are the goldsmith as you are putting us through the fire, putting us, trying us through the fire as we're gold, Lord, to remove the imperfection so that you are able to use us according to your will, Lord. We present to you Brother Eli, Lord. You know everything about Brother Eli. He is one of your faithful servants. I remember when Brother Eli couldn't speak, and now, Lord, you have loosened his tongue so that he's able to come and give you praises and give you honor, give you glory, bring his testimonies, bring his song, and also offer prayer. I present to you his mom, Heavenly Father. You know everything about her, Lord. I pray that you will continue to tug on her heart, Lord. Draw her closer to you, Lord. I know he's been lifting up Brother Johari, Lord, and we are going to, he's been asking for him to come on the line. He's been asking for us to send a Bible, Lord, and a Steps to Christ, and we know that you're going to work that out so that those books can go to Brother Johari as well. Lord, we lift up to you Brother Jamal, Lord Tatiana, Sharika, Sharisha, Shamika, Lord Dave, all of the individuals that work at DECO, Lord, we lift them up to you. Lord, we pray that you will continue to allow your light to shine through Brother Eli, as well as he is communing and praying fervently for all of these individuals, Lord. We also want to present to you his cousin, Isma, and all of his family members that are there in Haiti, Heavenly Father. Continue, Lord, to shower your blessings on them, Lord. Let them feel your presence even right now. We present to you Sister Brenda, Brother Rick, Sister Leola, Brother Don, Lord. You know everything about the situation. We're praying, Lord, for healing power. We're praying, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to manifest yourself in their life. Touch them from the front of their head to the sole of their feet and remove anything from them that is not in line with you, Lord. We plead your blood, the blood of Jesus, over their doorposts, Lord, so that the pestilence will be removed. Any sickness, Lord, whether it's a cold, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will remove it from them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We lift up Sister Suzanne, Lord, Sister Cancinelli, Lord. You know that her niece is in the hospital, Heavenly Father. We pray that you will continue to shower out, shower your blessings down on her, Lord. We're praying for healing, Heavenly Father. We know that you are the great physician. You are the balm of Gideon, Lord, and you are the great healer. So we thank you so much for hearing and answering, Lord. We lift up to you, Sister Carla, as she's on her way to work. Continue to strengthen her, Lord. Continue to draw closer to you and continue to use her, Lord, in your on your vineyard, in your battlefield, Lord, to present your message, your health message as well, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, for this individual that was in the store, Miss J. Lord, I pray that you will pour out. Let her feel your presence, Lord. Tug her heart to let her know that you don't call this not the way how you treat people. And so we pray, Lord, that you will agitate her heart so that she will not do this again to anybody, Heavenly Father. And I thank you, Lord, for allowing the Holy Spirit to move so that we were able, Lord, you were able to shine your light through us so that you even had individuals that don't know us that was coming up to us out of the store and was just so disappointed as the way that situation went down, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for the Christ object lesson that you have shown, Lord, through this coconut flour. And we know that coconut is a very healthy nut that we can use and being able to make things that are tasty and palatable, Lord, to for others to eat, Lord. And we pray that as this coconut flour, Lord, was very it was very hard to kind of form, to get something, get it where it was palatable, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to use us, Lord. You will continue to remove anything from us that is not in line with you. Agitate our hearts so that we can fully surrender all of the things, Lord, that is not of you, so that we can be filled up with you, Heavenly Father. Just like, you know, that the coconut flour was, you know, it was absorbing all of the water. Lord, we pray, Lord, that we will absorb your Holy Spirit, absorb your message, absorb your word, Lord, absorb your spirit within us, Lord, so that we will reflect you in everything that we do. Lord, forgive me, Lord, if anything that I've done that is not in line with you. And I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for sending Gabriel, because I know it was that angel, Lord, that was able to allow us to get there safe. And thank you for allowing me to find my phone, Lord. The little things is very dear to your heart, just like the big things. So thank you, Heavenly Father, as we probably just a little bit longer tonight on the line, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will touch my lips with cold, Heavenly Father. And I just want to say thank you again for blessing and answering our prayer for Brother Elroy. I received the information that his religious exemption was accepted. And we know, God, that
Amen.
Was because of the prayer
Amen.
Of the
Amen.
Righteous avail it much, because that was the little monkey that was on his back. And I just received another message, another praise report. God, you said that we are to give you praises. We are to bring our testimony. And so I just came off the phone. That's what took me a little longer time to come on this line, where someone was calling me and was sharing with me, Lord, how God has blessed them. They had a bill of $34,000, Heavenly Father, and we have been praying for that individual, and just told me that she got the thing, and it was $18,000, and she had gotten some money from the debt of her mom, and she was able to pay it off. And when she got the letter said, paid in full. Won't our God do it? Can we beat our God? No, we cannot. And I was so excited, like that was my blessing. Because when we pray and we see God blessing and the Ebenezer, we know that God is still in control. We know that he is still on the throne. From $34,000 to $18,000, that's rejoicing. That is rejoicing. So no matter what you're going through, whether it's health, whether it's finance, whether that country property, I know God has put that already for us in 2022, right? Your children, Lord, we pray for Jarvis, Lord. I know it's getting cold. We pray for all the individuals that are out on the street, Heavenly Father. We pray for the individuals that are in prison, Heavenly Father. Let them feel your presence even right now so that they can know there is a God. Amen, that can do all things but fail. We want to pray for Sister Tamiko and her family, Kiosha, Taiwan, Anthony, Tony. We want to pray, Heavenly Father, for all of the husband and the marriages, Lord. Manifest yourself in that situation. We lift up our children, our young people, KJ and Kaja. We want to lift up JoJo and Naomi. And Denise, we want to lift up Erin and Ashton and Erica, Heavenly Father. We pray that you will continue to bless them, Lord. Amanda, Lord, we pray and present her to you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to continue, Lord, to guide them, Lord, and protect them, Heavenly Father. We lift up Karen in Florida, Lord, and her children, Jordan and Tony, Tona K, Lord. Continue, Lord, to tug them closer to you, Lord. And we pray, Lord, for Brother Udi, Brother Bernard, Brother Rick, Lord. Any name that I forgot to mention, Lord, we pray that you will not forget to pour out your Holy Spirit on them, Lord. Touch my lips with cold so that the message that you have today will be one that will transform us more like you, Lord. We pray all of these prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, let me linger just a little bit longer, Heavenly Father. Brother O'Neill just came in my spirit. And so, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to put an edge of protection around him, Lord. Continue to bless him according to your will. And I want to pray, Lord, for Brother Ernest Williams, Lord, and, well, pray for his family as we have gotten information that he passed, Lord. And, God, you are so good, because I actually spoke to him about a week and a half ago, Lord. I had the opportunity to speak to him. He's 95, 96. Lord, you have blessed him with extra long years, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that when you come by his example that he showed us, Lord, he was faithful to you on the very end. I remember he was presenting a message about the sanctuary, Lord, last year, Heavenly Father, with boldness, Lord. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing me to see his example, Heavenly Father. And I pray that you will comfort Sister Williams, Lord. They've been married for, like, I think 68 years. So comfort her through this time, Heavenly Father. And let us use this to be reminded that tomorrow is not promised to anyone. And we have to get ready, because your second coming is fast approaching. I pray for those individuals that I encounter, Lord, in the store, on the Lyft ride today, Lord. I pray that you will pour out your blessings on them, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, my dear, for the prayer and also the praise report and, you know, the round to the and even the Christ object lesson with the coconut flour. Brother, you have to experiment on these coconut flour, these almond flour, these bean flour. It is not like the other flour, but you know what? You have to just try and try until you succeed. God is good. He's also helping us to learn and to have patience, you know, in these things. So thank you for sharing. And I will just lift up two other names, and the next voice you will hear, it will be Sister Stephanie, who will be sharing tonight. Heavenly Father, I continue a little longer at your feet to give you thanks and praises, Lord, for the many prior hand names that was presented to you. Lord, we know that you are in the most holy sanctuary. I agree with every name, Lord, that was presented to you. In addition, name of our dear sister, Katie, from Virginia, dear Father, she was so faithful, Lord, and a high, and so faithful, Lord, especially, Lord, her grandchildren, Lord, those two precious children who you have been taking good care of, Lord. You are the great physician for them. And also her son, Dominique, Lord, as a mom, Lord, with their children, dear Lord, we ask you to show but Dominique, they'll love you as you give him that love and showing him that love, that he will extend the love, Lord Jesus, and the caring, dear Lord, that you have been giving him, so that he will know how much mommy love him and mommy care about him. So I also leave Dominique in your care, and also the children, mother, continue to pour out your blessings upon them. And I also ask you, Lord, for that wonderful encounter that my dear sister Katie got this morning, Lord, in her bed. I think, Lord, you ask you, Lord, please to show her and to lead her in the right path and help her that she will continue to be faithful to you. Thank you, Lord, for many blessings you have done, and especially answering prayer, dear Father, today with the phone. You answer prayer with the trip. Lord, you have made the trip a little shorter distance, and timing was right. You have been healing, doing your healing power towards our brothers and sisters, Sister Consinelli, the niece, Lord, who was in the hospital. They took her off the ventilator, dear Lord, and she's doing much better. We want to thank you, dear Father. We want to thank you for everyone, Sister Brenda came, and she gave praises to you for what you have done for her in her life, and also Brother John. So I just want to thank you and praise you for this little team, this little group, dear Lord, that we can come sincerely and present our requests to you. Lift up Brother Elder Richardson and Sister Richardson and all the others, Lord, to you. Thank you for this wonderful, wonderful promises that you have given unto us, that you will never leave us and you will be with us even today. Thank you for hearing and thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. And Lord, I lift up Sister Elizabeth, who is on this line with us. Continue to bless her, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, thank you all for joining. And the next voice you will hear, Sister Stephanie. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Open, Sister Stephanie, by 240, your line is open.
All right, hello, all right. Thank you. Can you hear me? Are you able to hear me?
I hear. Uh-huh.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. I touch and agree with the prayers for Sister Powell again. And I was looking at 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. And it says what? That's one of my favorite. Pray without ceasing, right? Verse 16 says, rejoice evermore. Verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. And verse 18 says, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. So we're going to give thanks in everything. that we do. And so I know Sister Powell talked and shared, but I'm just going to reiterate it again. Genesis 1:29, it says, "And God said, Behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for me." And verse 30, the last portion says, "I have given every green herb for me, and it was so." And then I'm going to segue to, that was the Old Testament. The New Testament, the third epistle of John says, "The elder well unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth." Verse 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Verse 3 says, "For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." And verse 4 says, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." And so I shared last week, and I know you all know this, Revelation 22, verse 2 says, "In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the what? The tree were for the healing of the nation." Amen. So those are scriptures that we can go back and look at. God has given us the plant base. God has given us the direction. What is it? Even what we eat is very important to God. So we thank him for that as well. And so we're going to pick up in our example. We're going to pick up in our example, Ministry of Healing. Our example, I'm on page 19. I'm on page 19. All right. And so we were reading last week, and so we're just going to pick it up, our example. This is powerful because we don't have to guess. We don't have to do any guesswork as to Yes, I'm here. So we don't have to do any guesswork. We don't have to do any guesswork at all. God has given us everything, and anything that he has not laid out plain is not really for us right now, because he says some of the things are going to be mystery to us, right? So it's not things that we're supposed to be diving in, right? But these, what we need to eat, what we need to consume, you know, how we need to interact with each other, those things are plain, right? And so Christ is showing his example. And so I'm on page 19, and it says, "The Savior made each work of healing an occasion for implanting divine principles in the mind and soul. This was the purpose of his work. He imparted earthly blessings that he might incline the hearts of men to receive the gospel of his grace." And I heard blessings today when that, you know, person told me, she was like, you know, she couldn't retire. She had worked over 40 years, and they told her she couldn't retire because she had this debt over her head. And so God reduced, God blessed her, God gave her, imparted earthly blessings on her so that she can see God's grace, and she can, her faith can be strengthened and say, "I serve a good God." Amen. So it says, "He imparted earthly blessings that he might incline the hearts of men to receive the gospel of his grace." Christ might have occupied the highest place among the teachers of the Jewish nation, but he preferred rather to take the gospel to the poor. Amen. He preferred rather to take the gospel to the poor. He went from place to place that those in the highways and byways might hear the words of truth. By the sea on the mountainside, in the streets of the city, in the synagogue, his voice was heard explaining the scripture. So Christ wants us to move. We're to live in the country. However, We are to be able to come in the city and work the city, right? We are to be able to minister to individuals that are in the cities as well, okay? And this was the example that we're seeing right here. His voice was heard explaining the scriptures. Often he taught in the outer court of the temple that the Gentiles might hear his words. So unlike the explanations of scripture given by the scribes and Pharisees was Christ's teaching that the attention of the people was arrested. The rabbis dwelt upon tradition, upon human theory and speculation, often that which men had taught and written about the scripture was put in place of the scripture itself. The subject of Christ's teaching was the Word of God. The subject of Christ's teaching was the Word of God. He met questioners with a plain, "It is written." What said the scripture? How read it thou? At every opportunity, when an interest was awakened by either friend or foe, he presented what? What did he present? The Word. With clearness and power, he proclaimed the gospel message. His word shed a flood of light on the teachings of patriarchs and prophets, and the scriptures came to men as a new revelation. Never before had his hearers perceived in the Word of God such depth of meaning. Never was there such an evangelist as Christ. And we might have heard this before, but it's important for us to hear it again. Never before had his hearers perceived in the Word of God such depth of meaning. We don't have to run to and fro to see what Brother A, what Brother C, what Brother D is doing. We have the example of Jesus Christ. Amen. Never was there such an evangelist as Christ, right? He was the majesty of heaven, but he humbled himself to take our nature, that he might meet men where they were. To all people, rich and poor, free and bond, Christ, the messenger of the covenant, brought the tidings of salvation. His fame as the great healer spread throughout Palestine. Are you in need of healing? Let me show you. Let me bring you to a man who is called the great healer. Amen. The sick came to the places through which he would pass, that they might call on him for help. Hitherto came many anxious to hear his words and to receive a touch of his hand. Thus he went from city to city, from town to town, preaching the what? The gospel and healing the what? The sick. The King of Glory in the lowly garb of humanity. However, we're not seeing that, right? I shared with you all before that I saw a baby dedication, and the pastor did not hold the baby. He was masked up. They were doing social distance. He did not want to hold the baby. He did not hold the baby. Let me say that. And Sister Powell had the same experience as well. And I was like, wait a minute. But Christ says, thus he went from city to city, from town to town, preaching the gospel and healing the sick, the King of Glory in the lowly garb of humanity. He attended the great yearly festivals of the nation and to the multitude absorbed in outward ceremony. He spoke of heavenly things. Are we speaking of heavenly things? Are we looking at what is going on in the world and we're just dwelling on it? We're becoming overwhelmed with it. We're becoming depressed. We're becoming discouraged. Are we looking heaven bound, as Sister Tamika often would say? Are we keeping our eyes heaven bound? Huh? He spoke of heavenly things, bringing eternity within their view. To all he brought treasures from the storehouse of wisdom. He spoke to them in language so simple that they could not fail of understanding. By methods peculiarly his own, he helped all who were in sorrow and affliction. Does your words help individuals who are in affliction, who are in sorrow, who are in distress, who are perplexed, who are in a terrible storm, who doesn't know, you know, what they're going to do because of, you know, different mandates, different things as it pertains to their job, as it pertains to their finances, as it pertains to their health? How are we using our voice? How are we using our gift that God has given us? Action match the fact that we claim that we are follower of Jesus Christ. With tender, courteous grace, he ministered to the sin-sick soul, bringing healing and strength. The Prince of Teachers, he sought access to the people by the pathway of their most familiar association. He presented the truth in such a way that ever after it was to his hearers intertwined with their most hallowed recollections and sympathies. He taught in a way that made them feel the completeness of his identification with their interests and happiness. His instruction was so direct. His illustration were so appropriate. His words so sympathetic and cheerful that his hearers were charmed. The simplicity and earnestness with which he addressed the needy hallowed every word. His words so sympathetic and cheerful that his hearers were charmed. The simplicity and earnestness with which he addressed the needy hallowed every word. What a busy life he led. Day by day he might have been seen entering the humble abodes of want and sorrow, speaking hope to the downcast and peace to the distressed. Gracious, tender-hearted, pitiful, he went about lifting up the bowed down and comforting the sorrowful. Wherever he went, he carried blessing. Is that you? Do you bless others when you go to and fro? Is Christ's light shining through you? Do you have a pleasant disposition where people want to be around you? As I was journeying to my appointment today, I was listening to a pastor on the line, on the radio, and he was sharing that, you know, many individuals, we want to have friends, but we're not friendly, right? We want people to be kind to us, but we're not kind to one another, right? We want to be happy, but we're mean-spirited when we're around others. And I was sharing that we are ambassador of Christ in all situations and at all times. Amen? And so how are you representing the kingdom of Jesus Christ? Have you, you know, that's a thought that we need to kind of fixate ourselves on. Right? Are we loving in times of, you know, and to individuals that at the time seem unlovable? What is the picture we're painting? How are our behavior and action? Right? So those are some of the things that, you know, as I heard the pastor talking about those things, I was like, you know, and I remember saying that I have individuals, I have, you know, I mean, as an educator, you know, you have different colleagues, you have different individuals that you come around. And I know that there's some of them, you hear other people say, oh, you know what, these persons, how you be around them, they have potty mouths. Their mouths are so, you know, awful. But the truth be told, when they are around me, they don't use that language. And if they slip, they'll say, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, please forgive me. And so is that you? Is that me? What is the role that you're playing around these individuals? Is it where they feel like, you know, I could just, what the young people would say, pop off and say anything out of my mouth and not be, you know, wait a minute, you're not going to talk like that around me. Right? You're not going to treat other people like that around me, right? And so they know that there's something different that they are not going to share. And I've literally said it. I've never heard this individual, you know, come out of her mouth or his mouth any old way when we're around. And so that leads me to believe that we are influencers, right? We are Christ ambassador, right? And if I was, you know, speaking the same way or doing, you know, all kind of foolishness or whatever, they wouldn't have that to say, wait a minute, I know I can't speak like that around her. And, you know, if I do, I'm automatically come. You don't even have to look. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, no, I'm sorry, I slipped. You know, forgive me. You know, and so this is what we are. We are Christ's ambassador on the battlefield for him. All right? So I am here. It says, wherever he went, he carried blessings. While he ministered to the poor, Jesus studied also to find ways of reaching the rich. He sought the acquaintance of the wealthy and cultured Pharisees, the Jewish nobleman, and the Roman ruler. He accepted their invitations, attended their feasts, made himself familiar with their interests and occupations, that he might gain access to their hearts and reveal to them the imperishable riches. Christ came to this world to show that by receiving power from on high, man can live, listen to this, live an unsullied life. So we don't, you know, we're not going to live a droopy, you know, detrimental life like, you know what I mean, the world is on our shoulder. No, Christ came to this world to show that by receiving power from on high, man can live an unsullied life with unwearying patience and sympathetic helpfulness. He met men in their necessity. I needed some patience going through those batches today, right? I needed some patience today trying to find the phone, right? I needed patience. So with unwearying patience and sympathetic helpfulness, he met men in their necessities. By the gentle touch of grace, he banished from the soul unrest and doubt, changing enmity to love and unbelief to confidence. He could say to whom he pleased, follow me, and the one addressed arose and followed him. The spell of the world's enchantment was broken. At the sound of his voice, the spirit of greed and ambition fled from the heart, and men arose emancipated to follow the Savior. At the sound of his voice, the spirit of greed and ambition fled from the heart, and men arose emancipated follow the Savior. They arose with freedom, right? They arose with this zest and this zeal to follow the Savior. I'm just going to read a little bit from this portion. It says, brotherly love. I'm still in our example. I'm now on page 22. 22, 23. Brotherly love. Christ recognized no distinction. That's what, you know, I experienced this today with, you know, because the way how we look, the way we were treated. Listen to this. It says, Christ recognized no distinction of nationality or rank or creed. The scribes and Pharisees desired to make a local and a national benefit of the gifts of heaven and to exclude the rest of God's family in the world. To break down every wall of partition. What? Christ came to break down every wall of partition. And we hear this doctrine being run around, using, being used in an incorrect way, right? He came to show that his gift of mercy and love is as unconfined as the ear, the light, or the showers of rain that refresh the earth. The life of Christ established a religion in which there is what? No caste, a religion by which Jew and Gentile, free and bond, are linked in a common brotherhood, equal before God. No question of policy influences, let me read that again. No question of policy influence his movement. I'm on page 25 now. No question of policy influences movement. He made no difference between neighbors and strangers, friends and enemies. That which appealed to his heart was soul thirsting for the waters of life. What? That which appealed to his heart was a soul thirsting for the waters of life. And I'm going to end here, brothers and sisters, beloved participants, and Sister Powell, and then we will pick up with the remaining next week. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation, brothers and sisters. The example, Christ's example, we have been studying that about from last week, brothers and sisters, and it is so refreshing to us, you know, if we all follow the example of Christ. And you know what? Is so good. God deal with Christ deal with every one of us just the same, right? Every one of us just the same. And he's allowing us, you know, to follow his example that we can treat everyone as our brothers and our sisters. And also, you know, we want us to show each one love. Thank you, my dear, for sharing and for reading and also for breaking it down for us, you know. And that I got out of is a study that the rabbi, they believe in tradition. And right now, if we follow, you know, this tradition that is happening around us, we see a lot of people, even in the church, they're following tradition and not following Christ's word and also to follow his example. So I just want to thank everyone tonight, brothers and sisters, for joining us. And let us be faithful. And also, brothers and sisters, let us be our brother's keeper in this time that we are living in. I don't know if anyone, you know, have any comment or did not understand clearly the reading. If you can take off yourself *6, right, you can take yourself off. And if you want to ask Sister Stephanie something that you didn't get clearly, you can press 1 and I will open your line. I will give you a few minutes to take off yourself. And I will open the line. I just want to thank everyone for joining us. And tomorrow night, you know Thursday already, brothers and sisters, tomorrow night, tomorrow is Sabbath, a preparation day. And tomorrow evening, we will be joining. And we are asking our brothers and sisters, share the number with your friends and, you know, call your friends and invite them to the line boat, all the line on the Thursday night line, and also Friday night and Sunday, you know, that we can fellowship with one another. So thank you. I haven't seen anyone press 1 so that they can ask a question. So thank you again, and we are going to close with a little prayer. Oh, my dear sister, I didn't ask her to pray. Let's pray. Father, we come to you once more to give you thanks for your spoken word. We thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercies towards us. We thank you that you came here to show us your example, that we can follow your example and your example alone. We want to thank you, Lord, for the love that you have for each and every one of us on this land, the protection you have protected each one. Lord, the supply you have supplied us, Lord, with our many, many needs, Lord. The healing process that you have done for us, Lord, by healing sickness, Lord, amongst ourselves and our family. We want to thank you, Lord, for providing for us every basic needs, Lord, and love us so much. And we are asking you to continue to allow us to give you all the praise that due to you, because if you do not give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord, we will not be able to come and to share with others, Lord, your love, and to share with others as our brother the needs that is out there. So we just want to thank you. We ask you to pour your blessings upon each one. And again, dear Lord, we have a few individual who have lost their loved one, Lord, the Williams family, dear Lord, Mrs. Williams, Liba, there with her four children, Lord, and family members. Lord, we ask you to give them the strength they need at this time, and Lord, help them that they will know that one day soon and very soon, we will not be having any more death. So we ask you for strength for them. Also the Drisdale family, the Elliott family, and the Hudson family, we present them to you. So bless each one, Lord. And we lift up our youth again to you, Lord. Allow us, we are working so that the youth can come to participate on this line, Lord, by sharing their testimony and reading their scripture, dear Lord, as leaders. Lord, they will be the leaders of tomorrow. We ask you, Lord, to allow us that we can encourage each one. Bless us tonight, we pray, and help us to be faithful to you in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, good night. We are just going to close up.
In my hope, invisible God, only wise, in